What is a New Orleans snowball? Why, it's just ice and syrup flavoring, essentially water and sugar. But it's a combination of water and sugar that you can't get anywhere else in the world in just the same way. Uniquely local, often misunderstood by outsiders and newcomers, embedded in the neighborhoods and found everywhere, the cheap, garishly colored, rambunctiously sugary snowball is more than an icy treat. It's a way of life in New Orleans, part of the city's hands-on culture and an obsession some New Orleanians never outgrow. As the South Louisiana summer heats up, and as snowball season shoots into high gear, this segment is the first in a short series from Where You Eat, intended to get to the bottom of why this should be so, of why the humble snowball has such a lock on the frozen, syrup-stained palates of New Orleans people from every walk of life. Let's start with what makes a snowball, and here it's instructive to consider what a snowball is not. As any aficionado will point out, a snowball is most emphatically not a snow cone, a slushy, an icy, or any such thing. While those more common derivations of flavored ice are hard and crunchy, a snowball should have the soft, fleecy texture of freshly fallen snow. Flavors might superficially coat the surface of a snow cone's ice and drain to the bottom, but they should penetrate into the very essence of a properly made snowball. And while snow cone flavors are often predictable, snowball flavors are richly variegated, from almond to wedding cake to the iconic creamy vanilla flavor known as nectar. But for those who grew up eating them, the difference goes far deeper than ice texture or flavors. Snowballs are totems of New Orleans youth, and to taste them, even sometimes just to recall them, is to tap a wellspring of sensory memory. As the French writer Marcel Proust had his Madeleine and all the memories called forth by that pastry, the snowball and the snowball stand can summon all the saccharine sensations of youth for some sensitive New Orleanians. Get them talking about snowballs, and soon a roster of favorite flavors gives way to dewy recollections of walking to the neighborhood snowball stand with their childhood pals, of ordering by color rather than flavor. It's the sugary aroma of the flavors perfuming the air around the stands. It's the chugging and whopping of the snowball machines. It's the sound of the screen door slapping shut at Hanson's Snow Blizz. It's the log seating arrayed around Sal's Snowballs on Metairie Road. And it's the Chinese food takeout containers into which William's Plum Street Snowballs dispenses its pail-sized treats. It's the excitement that mounts along the hairpin turns of Jefferson Highway and Harahan as the family car approaches the neon facade of Robert's Snowballs. And it's the thrill for children of being able to buy snowballs with their own hoarded change. For all of these and countless other highly personalized reasons, the sticky fingers, stained shirt fronts, and frozen palates of the snowball experience are powerfully evocative. Throw in a sugar rush and deep freeze sensation of the actual treat in their hands, and it's easy to see why a trip to the snowball stand is a proposition so many New Orleanians find utterly irresistible. Our summer snowball series continues next week with a look at their history. Learn more at wwno.org.